So, boys and girls, our first communicants, how many of you are excited to make your first Holy Communion today? How many of you are excited? Hands high. All right. Wonderful. We are so excited for you as well, boys and girls. How many of you, boys and girls, how many of you are excited to be wearing fancy clothes tonight? One or two of you. How many of you can't wait to get home to change out of them? About what I expected. So, boys and girls, I hope that you remember something special about this day, the first time receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. That's a truly wonderful and amazing thing. I'm sure many of us here today, even if we made our first communion many years ago, probably many of us, maybe most of us, remember something about that special day. Maybe you remember receiving Jesus for the first time. Maybe you remember wearing the fancy clothes. Maybe you remember something about the celebration afterwards with family and friends, the cake and the party. On my part, I wish I remembered the exact moment that I received Jesus for the first time. Unfortunately, I don't. But what I remember about that day is a little bit more mundane. I remember the fancy tie that I wore. And I was really excited to wear it because I didn't have to tie it. It was one of those pre-tied ties, and even better, it was one of those zipper ties, which the budding engineer that I was at the time, I thought was this most amazing invention. In fact, I was kind of confused why grown men didn't adopt this right away and why they messed around with tying their own ties. Something else that I remember about my first communion is actually preparing to receive that sacrament. And as our boys and girls know, they did this themselves. One of the most important steps for preparing to make your first communion is making your first confession, going to reconciliation for the very first time. Now, the parish that I was at the time, it was their practice, they've since changed, but it was their practice, actually, to not do first reconciliation until fifth grade. But with the permission of the pastor, your parents could prepare you on their own to make your first confession in second grade. And so my parents decided to take that option. And to kind of sweeten the deal a little bit, to make it a little bit more exciting to prepare for talking about your sins to the priest, my mom decided to sweeten the deal, as I said, and for our sacramental prep time with each other, she took me to McDonald's. She took me to the Solid Gold McDonald's in Greenfield for a number of subsequent Saturdays, and we had breakfast together, and we talked about the sacrament of reconciliation. And I remember every single time I went to McDonald's, and in my mind, it was many, many times. These were the golden days of my youth, the golden days. I remember every single time I went to McDonald's, I ordered a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. And it was just the best. And every time I went to McDonald's, I ordered it. I never changed my order. And every time I had that bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, it was better than the time I had it before. It was just wonderful. And one of the things that we notice about children, right, is that they don't mind doing things again and again. And in fact, they rejoice in it. When we get older, when we become adults, we just want sometimes begin to tire of monotony, tire of doing and saying and experiencing the same things again and again. But children often don't. They often maintain that kind of innocence and wonder and delight, that childlikeness, which makes it possible for them to enjoy doing things again and again. Eating a bacon and egg, cheese and bagel every Saturday with my mom at McDonald's. And this is true, of course, in other areas as well. Read a wonderful child to your daughter before she goes to bed at night, and if she likes the story, what will she say to you after you're done reading it to her? She'll say, read it again. tell a funny joke to your nephew, one that he actually might understand, what will he say to you after laughing? He'll say to you, "Tell it again." And he'll laugh even harder the second time you tell it to him. Let's eat it again. Let's read it again. Tell it again. Let's do it again. We tend as adults to tire of monotony. Children exult in it. They rejoice in it. They delight in it. Jesus has said to us that if we are to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must become like children. Jesus has made childlikeness, not childishness, but childlikeness, a key for the Christian life. One of the conditions for the life of heaven, to be like children. And children do not tire of monotony. They delight in it. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. These words from our second reading are the words of a man, a saint, who has not grown tired of the beautiful gift of being a child of God. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God, yet so we are. Wow. To be a child of God, the God who created us, who redeemed us, what delights, what wonder. One of the beautiful things about having First Communion at a weekend mass is we get to witness these boys and girls receive Jesus in the Eucharist for the very first time, hopefully with excitement, with wonder, and with delight. And we can be inspired by their witness, because so often, having received the Eucharist so many times, we can tire of the monotony of it. And we can be inspired by their childlikeness, by their wonder and delight in receiving the King of creation and the Redeemer of this world. We can be inspired by that and ask the Lord, "Lord, help me regain that in my own life. Help me to not tire of the monotony of coming to Mass, the monotony of receiving the Holy Eucharist. Help me to recover once more in my life a sense of wonder and amazement and delight at this most amazing gift." And so when you come forward, boys and girls, to receive communion in just a number of minutes here, I hope you have that wonder and delight in your hearts. And for those of us who might not be making our first communion, but maybe our 4,000th communion, let us ask for that grace to once more have wonder and delight, to be like a child receiving communion for the first time. And lastly, brothers and sisters, we shouldn't just focus on being the recipient of that gift in that moment. Because in that moment, when we receive communion, there is not just ourselves, the recipient of the gift, there is also the giver of the gift. No matter who the minister is who says the body of Christ, it is Jesus himself who is giving himself to us in his most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity. And the beautiful thing, brothers and sisters, is that even though our Lord walked this earth 2,000 years ago, and although as God he has existed from all eternity, the beautiful thing, brothers and sisters, is that our Lord and God is younger than we are. Jesus, because he is perfectly innocent, has not lost any childlikeness. He is the perfect Son, the perfect child of God. And so Jesus always wonders and always delights in the good things that he, the Father, and the Holy Spirit have created, redeemed, and sanctified, and that includes you and me. Every time you come forward to receive communion, Jesus looks at you with wonder and delights. He looks at you through the eyes of a child, beholding your goodness. And so when the minister says to you, the body of Christ, I pray that tonight you might hear echo in your soul, Jesus say to you, you, my beloved son, my beloved daughter, I delight in you. I never tire of giving myself to you. I never tire of loving you. I never tire of feeding you. May you never tire of being fed by me. And when we hear Jesus say those words, may we respond with a confident and faith-filled amen. Amen.